Afghan militants have launched an attack on a U.S. military base in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. Security officials say several explosions targeted U.S. forces and then clashes broke out between the assailants and American troops. There's still no word on possible casualties. Reports say the U.S. and Israel are in coordination regarding their next moves on Syria. Israeli officials say President Barack Obama secretly telephoned Premier Benjamin Netanyahu ahead of his speech at the White House on Saturday. Obama also told Netanyahu that he would ask for a congressional vote on any military action. Opposition to an attack on Syria now reaches the U.S. Congress. Many American lawmakers have cast doubts on President Obama's real intentions. This as Obama delayed a possible military attack on Syria to seek congressional approval. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry again accused Damascus of using chemical weapons. An Iranian parliamentary delegation has met with the heads of Palestinian factions in Syria, among them the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Senior lawmaker Alaeddin Burujerdi, who heads the delegation, renewed Tehran's support for the Palestinian cause and resistance in the face of the Israeli regime. Egypt's ousted President Mohamed Morsi is set to stand trial on charges of committing and inciting deadly violence. Several other Muslim Brotherhood members are also referred to a Cairo criminal court on similar charges. The announcement follows deadly street clashes after Morsi's ouster. The military overthrew him in early July. The terrorist Mujahideen-e-Khalq organization, or the MKO, says Iraqi security forces raided its camp, killing over 50 of the members. But the Iraqi government has denied any involvement, saying they died as a result of infighting. The MKO is notorious for carrying out acts of terror against Iranian and Iraqi civilians and officials. Deadly clashes in southern Afghanistan. Police say at least 25 Taliban militants have been killed by Afghan security forces in Helmand province. Three policemen also lost their lives. The intense battle continued for hours. Security forces also seized a large cache of heavy weapons from the arrested militants. And a roadside bomb targeting a Pakistani army convoy has exploded in the tribal region of North Waziristan near the Afghan border. 9 soldiers were killed and 19 others injured. No person or group has claimed responsibility for the blast, but pro-Taliban militants are usually blamed for such attacks.